Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Happy Friday morning to you. I'm Wendy Snyder in for Bob Surratt this morning on WGN Radio. And if you're not going to Lollapalooza, which if you're over, 18, you're going to be looking for something else to do this weekend. And so we have Jason Lesnevich on the line with us, Senior Director of Cultural Tourism at Choose Chicago. Jason, how are you this Friday morning?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me, Wendy.
Absolutely. First of all, can you tell us a little about Choose Chicago?
Yeah, we are the tourism agency for the city, sometimes known as the Chicago Convention and Tourism Bureau. So booking meetings and conventions, but also promoting Chicago as a destination.
All right. And there's a lot to do in Chicago. Last time I filled in for Bob, I had mentioned that I went to the Field Museum, which I hadn't been to in such a long time. When you live in the suburbs, sometimes you forget how great the city is. Looking for something to do this weekend that maybe doesn't have anything to do with Lollapalooza. Any suggestions from you? Maybe some good outdoor dining options?
Yeah, I mean, it's that glorious time in the summer. You know, outdoor dining, we have throughout our neighborhoods great options if you want to get away from downtown a bit, from Logan Square and Andersonville with Parsons down to Bridgeport and the Duck Inn. We have so many great outdoor dining options throughout our lakefront, the Riverwalk, but also our neighborhoods. And we do a great roundup of rooftop bars and restaurants on our website that you can check out.
Okay, website is?
ChooseChicago.com. Some of the other ones that come to mind, Beatnik on the River is a great, beautiful location. Gibson's Italia right there. The Promontory down in Hyde Park, wonderful outdoor space that's also a concert venue. So lots of great options.
All right, well, that's pretty cool. You know, I'm telling you, our summer season is not long enough because there's just something about eating outdoors. The food tastes better, doesn't it?
And the views and the breeze, absolutely.
All right, so now if you want to look at Chicago via the river or the lake, there are some boat cruises out there. Again, I hadn't done the architecture tour in so long and did it a couple summers ago. I forgot how wonderful that was.
Yeah, the river cruises are a must for any visitor and really locals. If they're entertaining family, guests, or just want to learn about your own city, there's a variety of boats on the river and lake, from the Wendella boats to Chicago's First Lady, which really focuses on architecture. There's Mercury Cruise Lines, which even offers a dog cruise for dog lovers. You bring your dog. You can do your own boats with the electric boat rentals, the kayaks if you're into kayaking the Chicago River. And there's just a lot of great options. There's dining boats as well on the river and lake that really takes in those great views with, you know, great food that Chicago is known for.
God, I honest to God, forget about all these things. We take our city for granted when we live in it, don't we?
It is, and it's Chicago in the summer is best city in the world. You know, all the free culture, the free events, the festivals. It's just an amazing time to be here.
And, you know, I'm kidding when I say if you're over 18, you're not going to be at Lollapalooza, because a lot of people do go and enjoy it. And I like the hustle and bustle. I like driving past it early in the morning, and I imagine later at night when you're driving down Lakeshore Drive, it's crazy town. But also the Millennium Park Summer Film Series. Tell us about this.
Yeah, Millennium Park at J. Pritzker Pavilion does a film series every Tuesday. They're absolutely free, so there's some great films coming up. A classic on Tuesday, August 2nd, is Dirty Dancing over at Pritzker Pavilion. The following week is Knives Out, which was in a 2019 movie, which I've seen. It's a really fun movie. So they are running about four more weeks of movies. Pritzker Pavilion also has their music series, and of course it is home to the Grant Park Orchestra, which I believe is playing this weekend as well. So Pritzker Pavilion, a great place for movies and music all summer long.
All right, so how do we find out all this information? This is all on the website?
Yes, you want to go to Yes, I choose Chicago.com. We put out a weekly blog about things to do this weekend. We have the article on all the river cruises, just about everything you need to know about Chicago to plan a weekend here.
What are you doing this weekend, Jason?
Oh, I am
putting you
heading,
on the spot.
I will be going to some sort of Lala event. I won't be going to the festival. And then I always go out to dinner Saturday night somewhere in the city. You know, we have an acclaimed dining scene, and I always want to, you know, take my partner out and enjoy our great dining scene here.
Absolutely. You know, use it or lose it. And what about the after hours parties for Lala? Any information on that?
Yeah, you know, Lala is, it's just not the festival. They have a variety of activities, the after shows. So if you don't have tickets or you don't want to go to the festival, definitely check out their after shows. They go and have shows at venues throughout the city, from the north to the south to the west side. So you can find out all that information on our Lala page on our website. Definitely a lot of great after shows.
ChooseChicago.com, Jason Lesnevich, Senior Director of Cultural Tourism. Have a great weekend, Jason. Thanks for talking to us.
Thanks, Wendy.